Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right. Welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast, and glad to be back with you folks today. Tell you today, we got a lot of things we just need to share, some updates, things going on.
Yeah.
And Professor Barlow here, what do you know?
You know, Steve, I have a news story that I think you would be interested in, and all our viewers should hear about. Very important news story. And you know, I want to say before I go through this news story, we are in no way making light of this woman's injuries that are discussed in this story.
Okay.
And we got this from clickorlando.com, and I'm not adding anything to it. I'm just reading what they have already put out there, so we want to clarify that right now.
This is not an editorial.
No.
We're not getting our personal, you know, opinion or feelings into
this.
This is just like CNN. We're coming to you straight with the news.
We're just script readers. Yeah. Right. So, you know, we are no way making light of this woman's suffering here. But this comes from clickorlando.com, and it reads, the headline reads, Orlando woman lost entire nipple after surgery by unlicensed Miami doctor.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Lost body parts, man.
Entire nipple. Prosecutors say, and it's the second allegedly unlicensed doctor arrested at this facility in Miami. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So, we'll just read the story here.
Good gracious.
I guess she woke up in the morning and realized she was missing something.
Or woke up out of surgery, anyway.
Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office deputies arrested a man they said was an unlicensed plastic surgeon Thursday, according to our partners at Local 10 News in Miami. Manuel Lazaro, 58, there's no fool like an old fool.
Bad 58, coming in strong.
A Florida man was arrested after investigators said he performed surgery on an Orlando woman last year, and she suffered the loss of her entire nipple.
Gosh.
Lazaro also practiced at the same facility where another doctor was arrested last month, accused of performing surgeries while unlicensed. And that man was Wilson Munoz Suarez, also performing unlicensed cosmetic surgery. Deputies say both men performed the surgeries at the New World and Mystic Cosmetic Surgery Center in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood.
That word mystic, that's what the first one that jumps out at you, right? So folks out there, if you see the word mystic in your healthcare facility, that might be a clue right there.
Right. Well, I thought,
that nipple mystically disappeared, right? That's where that mystic comes on in there now, I'm telling y'all. When your stuff starts it may come back. It may come back, and it may be in a different place on the body.
He's probably telling prosecutors that right now.
It could come back, be on the back of her head. You know, you don't know how the mystics work, and that's a gray area that I don't want to delve into. But
Right. Well, I figured it was the New World Surgery Center. What was new about it is that there was no real doctors up in there.
Yeah. That's right. I would say New World and Mystic. Those are two warnings right there. Like, oh,
what was mystical? It was a mystery why you were up in there.
Well, you know, we just had an interview with Mr. Sid Roberts, and Mr. Sid, you know, he passed on some wisdom, and he said gut feeling, right? Like gut feeling,
Steve,
folks, very important.
Steve, if I were going to get my nipples adjusted, right, I don't think I would go to the New World and Mystic Surgery Center in Little Havana.
Mystic.
That wouldn't be my first choice.
Probably not. But
that'd be my third choice.
Well, now, in her defense, it was probably a cash deal. You know, you might not, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield, maybe not accept.
She should have known something was up when the bill was $22.95.
Good gracious, man! All right, well, hey, that's good information, and we got, you know, it's a service that we got to get this kind of stuff out there for our listeners. Again, and I like too, you know, 58-year-old surgeon.
A Florida man does not let having a license or not having a license hold him back.
See? License don't mean nothing to Florida man. That's right. Well, hey, I got an update to share as well, Doug.
Okay.
And this also involves older
the
Florida
man. The loss of
man.
A nipple?
No nipple. Well, it could have. But I think they de-escalated the situation in time. But you'll see there could have been a nipple lost in this in this next story. Had things progressed a few moments further, there could have been multiple nipples lost, actually. But again, this next one, Doug, is also old Florida man.
We're seeing that a lot in the news.
Yeah, and here's something about it. Now, when you in Florida and you approach an unknown Florida man,
right,
there's a certain level of respect. Right,
because they may be unlicensed.
Right, because you don't know. You never know. You never know what kind of Florida man you're about to run into,
That's it.
I'm going to tell you something. Old Florida man... That's something you watch out for. Old Florida man is even double up on your caution and your respect on that old Florida man. But here, this story I found today, Doug, this happened just a few days ago. Now, are you familiar? It's kind of a fad. It's been around a while, but it's gaining traction.
Okay, all right.
This thing called pickleball.
I'm not familiar with it.
Pickleball.
The things you learn on this podcast.
Right, yeah. Sports, all kind of stuff we cover. This pickleball is kind of like tennis, but on a much smaller court.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to run as much. So.
Yeah, people think they're athletes when they play pickleball, but they really ain't.
Kind of like golf.
Yeah, exactly. So you might think you really hot to trot because you play in pickleball, but you can't even run. By the time you go to run, you're out of the court. You know, so smaller court. And that's one thing they like is they can take standard tennis courts and you can fit like four pickleball courts
on
the same size,
okay,
so much smaller.
Right, okay, right.
And then the other thing is the ball they use, it's kind of like a wiffle ball. Remember the wiffle ball? Like hard
badminton.
Plastic.
Oh, hard plastic. Oh, I'm with you. Yes.
You know, hard plastic ball. Now, here's the deal.
It goes kind of slow, yeah.
Here's the deal about this pickleball, and I think this could have been part of the situation here with old Florida man, right? It's very noisy.
Oh. Because
when you use a hard paddle.
Okay, all
it's right. Kind of like a wood paddle. They got some graphite paddles now, too. And when you hit that damn hard plastic ball, it just makes this.
What?
Yeah. And it's. And when your opponent is 7 feet away and then they hit it, it's just pop, 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 pop. And after about 10 minutes, let's say you're like next door.
That gets old.
There you go. And you try and enjoy your coffee. You might be at a little coffee shop, let's say.
Like now, it would get old someone were over here.
Yeah, we're out here in this pleasant environs, you know, in our hidden camp. But if there was a freaking pickleball court over here, I'm not going to be responsible for what I might do right after.
It might be kind of play out like what I think is going to play out here in your story. I think I know where this is going.
So I wanted to explain pickleball because, you know, some people don't know about it. But, so this headline, and I'll throw up a picture of this older Florida man. I got a good picture of him here. They got ahead and put the orange on him. But Florida man accused of threatening pickleball players with machete.
Allegedly.
With machete. So here he is, 54 years old.
No fool like an old fool.
Joseph Duvall. Joseph Duvall is accused of threatening pickleball players with a machete at the North Naples, Florida.
North Naples, okay.
Collier County.
Yeah.
Okay, the victims and witnesses say that Duvall aggressively approached the courts, yelling at them to leave while kicking and pushing. Again, he got tired of hearing that damn pop, pop,
wop,
pop.
Wop, wop, wop. So he had the machete whilst he did it.
You know, who knows? He could have been working in the, you know, landscape industry. I don't know why he had a machete. But
he could have been stripping cane.
Could have been working on his cane patch.
But your commands have a greater sense of authority whilst you hold a machete while issuing them.
Yeah. Now, here's some of these witnesses. Let me tell you what they observed.
Uh-huh.
And he threatened them, told them to leave, And you know, there's always two sides to every story.
Yes.
When he threatened him, one of the pickleball players turned to him and said, "Make me leave."
Ooh.
That's where they messed up with Florida Man. They talk. And then, according to the next witness, once he said, "Make me leave," they said that the father of one of the pickleball players said it seemed that Mr. Duvall just snapped. That was it. It said he just came roaring in with a machete, and they said it was just so scary because they didn't, you know, they took him by surprise, you know. And one of the fathers, the father of one of the pickleball players, had to intervene and helped you know, I guess several people intervened to stop him.
Did they go get their machetes?
I don't know. I don't know how. It doesn't say how they stopped him, but it says that multiple witnesses intervened right at the moment he was about to reach the pickleball players with the machete.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they also mentioned that the deputies mentioned, responding deputies, that he also smelled of alcohol.
Oh, his friend Alcohol.
Alcohol was involved in that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right. But I bet that shut down the pickleball playing for that day.
Right. So. You know, there was probably some peace and quiet, you know, after that, and that freaking pickleball, I tell you.
Man. Yeah, that's it. So watch out if you're playing pickleball. Somebody might not appreciate it nearby.
Yeah. Yeah, that pickleball, boy, yes. I tell you what.
It's all fun and games till somebody loses a nipple.
I tell you what. Oh, man. So, yeah, playing your pickleball, getting your surgeries done, yeah. Getting your nipples adjusted. Hey, I'm just glad the whole time you're
what
sharing.
What do you do to a nipple? You enlarge it, you reduce it,
you may change the color of it. You know, there's no limit, right? You know, there's all kind of things you could do. Right.
But I'm pretty sure she didn't say, "I don't want it no more."
Or move it to my back or whatever. Well, hey, here's the deal too, Douglas. The whole time you reading that article to us and sharing that noteworthy news item.
Yes.
I'm just glad that we know what a woman is again. Because just this last week, we sent a whole crew of women up into space. And again, I was just
allegedly.
Right. Well, they didn't quite get up into space. I mean, they went up kind of high, I think.
Allegedly.
Like a hot air balloon or something.
Yeah.
But again, I was glad to see that we know what a woman is now. And, you know, because, you know, the male nipple, there ain't not much you can do with it, you know.
Not much adjusting to do.
There's only so much embellishment that can be done with the male nipple. So, at least we know what a woman is. We know what a mystic.
There are at least two openings now at the new world and Mystic Surgery Center in Little Havana, Florida.
So I wonder how you apply for that.
I wouldn't apply in person.
Hey, and I
kids out there, you want to operate on boobs? Don't apply in person. You might send them a letter. Yeah.
I think there's some pickleball courts open right now, not in Naples too. If you want to go play a little pickleball,
do you have the address? You could send them there.
I think maybe reservation not required. They might have some open courts there now. After old boy got fed up with that deal.
Yeah, bring your machete. Okay, man. You never know.
All right. Well, hey, keeping you guys informed on all the latest Florida news, it's our pleasure to do that for you. Hey, buy me a coffee link down there at the bottom. This Peruvian,
yeah, you can put
Peruvian
a
Java.
In there. Put a comment in there.
Comment.
Cusses out. You know, it doesn't censor you. I don't think at all.
Yeah. We're going to do some coming up, Doug, just to catch up with our viewers. We're going to do some live call-ins and
absolutely
we're other things that. Coming yeah, up. Yeah, yeah. We got some historical stuff coming up. We've got some part two and part threes of some unsolved crime.
Yeah, we're trying
cases.
To continue with our cold case.
Local cold case
recently, right?
All kind of breaking developments on that, and it's just all we can do. I mean, it's journalism. I didn't realize this journalism would keep us so busy, but I mean, we got multiple threads going and stories, and trying to stay on it. But it's our pleasure. We'll keep to bring you this solid content. share and hit it, give us 5 stars, and we'll keep coming with it. So we'll see all of y'all soon. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.